What's up, party animals? Manny Lohr here with another Study Minute presented by Fantasy Cruncher. As always, three topics to close out the week for you. Topic number one, Redcoat 85. Been a player for a long time, a really good one at that. He wins by a large margin. Takes down the 100K on DraftKings. I'll show you how he did it. Topic number two. So I did an experiment behind the scenes and I played complete chalk in NBA lower stakes for 2 weeks in a row. I'll show you guys my observation. I think it's pretty funny. And topic number three, expiring contest tickets. This one also happened to me. I'll be the guinea pig for you guys. Contest tickets on DraftKings are expiring. I joined and I forgot. Crazy story. I'll share it with you guys. All that and more on the Study Minute, baby. Let's go. Redcoat 85. He's been a player for a long time, man. I'm not sure if you guys know who this is, but Redcoat 85, he takes it down, and it wasn't even close. But I'm telling you, it was Redcoat who scored 383.75. The next best person, Cross Dietrich, had 12 points less, scored 371.75. It wasn't even close. He took it down by a landslide. And I'm talking, my goodness, you were not sweating at all. That late game where, I don't know, those Denver guys made a run. You didn't care. Clarkson was making a run. Did not matter. Well, he had Clarkson, but it didn't matter for him. He was chilling. The lineup went something like this. Trae Young, we saw his massive performance. He had 77. Jordan Clarkson, just talked about his. Bradley Beal had a big one. Miles Bridges, Dwayne Dedmon, De'Aaron Fox, Tobias Harris, and Malik Beasley. It was a different lineup. It wasn't just all chalk. I believe there's just two guys over 20%. That was Bradley Beal and Tobias Harris. Everyone was hovering around the 15, 16% mark, right? Trae Young, 14. Jordan Clarkson was right at about 20, so I guess you can count him. But it was one of those things to where it wasn't all that chalky. And yesterday, if you were off the board, if you went off the reservation and you went contrarian, I think you had a pretty decent night. It's funny. Every time we talk about contrarian players, we see kind of the same guys up there. And it's funny because that style works. If you know how to do it well, right, it can definitely work for you. So contrarian players were atop the leaderboards yesterday. I think Sharks, for the most part, had a really tough night. Chalk was awful yesterday, and it was really hard to profit and really hard to be in the top 0.5% of tournaments just playing chalk. That just really didn't hit yesterday. But if you were contrarian and you had those lineups that got you up there, congratulations, congrats on the green, and congrats to Redcoat 85, who, man, that's a pretty dominant performance he put on yesterday. So pretty good lineups. Congratulations on your 100K. Topic number two. This is a pretty cool one. I'm pretty excited for this one. Actually, I'm really not, but I'm excited to share with you guys. So the last 2 weeks I've been playing some lower stakes just to do an experiment, and I've been playing just pure chalk, and I'm here to share my observations with you guys. It's been 2 weeks of it hasn't been brutal because I haven't lost. And even for those that share and do the free FanDuel money that I've shared on stream a while back, or that I did share on stream a while back, it is free money, right? It is free money because you are going to win. It actually doesn't even matter what your projections or settings or anything look like. It is such a soft tournament that FC alone can just get you in the green every time. Now, how much green? I don't know. It could be 10% ROI, 15%, 20%. One day you double your money. The other day you triple. The other day you go back to winning 10 bucks. You could lose 10 bucks one random day, but then you'll go back to winning. So it fluctuates, right? I've played these lower stakes on multiple sites now for 2 weeks, playing complete chalk. And here, I'll give you my honest opinion on what I think. I think it is a surefire way to keep you afloat maybe even, man, give you minimal profits. But in the long run, if you want to make, you know, life-changing money or a significant amount of money or up your stakes or grow your bankroll significantly, I don't know how profitable that can be. And I'm just giving you my honest opinion on what the ROI looks like. The ROI went, and here, I'll take FanDuel for an example. I believe we started at $200, $150, like exactly 2 months ago. I started this about 2 weeks ago, and we were at, dude, like $500. And in 2 weeks, we're up to, I don't know, it's like 836.56 to be exact. I don't know. To me, you know, 2 weeks, obviously, it's all relative because it's the stakes, but man, that's what chalk gets you. Like, I don't know, dude. I'm almost down to do 2 weeks now of pure contrarian lineups and making them good, right? I don't just want to spam one percenters everywhere. But how about I make just some vastly different lineups, one that could probably take down tournaments for 2 weeks and see what happens? I did it with chalk and I'm not really that in love with it. You know, it's whatever, to be honest. Keeps me afloat. Yeah, there's some extra money in there, but that's a lot of time for the amount of money you see in return. So I don't know. For me, if I had to grade the just pure chalk mentality in DFS, I'd say it's meh, a C. Yeah, it's like whatever. You're passing, but you know, barely at that. It's exactly what I'd give it. Topic number three, expiring contest tickets. Oh man, you won't believe what happened to me. So I got a notification on DraftKings that said one of your contest tickets is expiring. I said, all right. You go check, and it's a 555. Oh man, 555. I'm going to have a field day. This is the one, baby. This is the one, my guys. I go and join the 555, and I totally forget I played the 555. This is so bad, and I forgot so much that this was a week ago, and I totally forgot. I look at my tickets for some odd reason this morning, and I was like, whoa, wait, I had a 555 in here that I was supposed to play, and I forgot I didn't play. So I go to my contest history, and I try looking for it, and you know how it says, like, last 3 days, contest of the last 3 days? It's not in my last 3 days because it was like a week ago. So I have to put last 7 days. I find it in there with a dummy lineup. And lo and behold, I am in 40th place out of 40 people. 555, dude. What an awful, awful, awful move, Manny. That's horrible, dude. Like, you know, some of you are going to say, wow, hashtag how rich he forgot a 555 entry. No, it's hashtag how dumb he forgot a 555 entry. Now I don't have it anymore. I'm here to tell you guys, if you have expiring tickets, two things. One, play them because now they're going to expire. This is your warning. And two, make sure you put lineups into these things. I totally whiffed and totally forgot. It was my bad. Don't follow Manny. You do not want to be like Manny in that regard, I promise. Complete Bobo move. What a guy. Unbelievable. Thank you guys for listening. That'll do it for the week. If you guys can rate, like, subscribe. If you want to drop a little review and say how fantastic I've been this week, woo! I'd love it and I'd appreciate that. If you want to check out the last live stream of the day or of the week, today, 12 p.m. Eastern, twitch.tv/mlaura, like my name. Study Minute YouTube going ham. Going to post another video today. But of course, if you don't want to do any of that, two things. Enjoy the Super Bowl. Win a lot of money if you're playing. And if not, join me right back on this podcast on Monday. Catch you guys then.